From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Utah Democratic lawmakers are condemning what they're calling racist behavior during a caucus meeting yesterday when a presenter gave the state's lone African-American lawmaker a name tag that said slave on it while comparing polygamy to slavery. That presenter is now defending her actions. KUER's Sonia Hudson reports.
Angela Kelly, the director of the anti-polygamy group Sound Choices Coalition, spoke to lawmakers yesterday about why she opposes a bill to make polygamy between consenting adults an infraction rather than a felony. Representative Sandra Hollins says when Kelly placed a name tag in front of her that said slave, she was shocked.
I felt belittled. Afterwards, I sat there in disbelief, and then I got up and decided to leave. And I went to the House floor because I felt I needed some time to process what happened.
The Democratic caucus released a statement today saying Kelly should apologize and that they regretted not ending her presentation sooner. Kelly says she won't comment on the slave name tag.
It's not about a name tag. It's not about, did you offend somebody? That's high school drama.
She defends her comparison of polygamy to slavery, saying women are dehumanized and treated only as wives and mothers. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
The 2020 legislative session began with a shortage of staffers who draft the actual language of bills. As KUER's John Reed reports, that has some lawmakers worried their bills won't get through.
The attorneys who draft bills that become Utah laws are always swamped during the legislative session. They work long hours and weekends, including President's Day on Monday. But three key drafters left just before the start of the session this year. And with a near-record number of bills to write, Representative Lee Perry says he's heard complaints not just from lawmakers, but people with personal connections to bills.
People are saying, where's my bill, or where's the bill that you said you were working on? And as lawmakers, we're happy to tell them, things are backlogged. If we could have more people over there, we would.
But State Senator Jake Anderegg says delays this year are pretty routine. He filed the most bills this session, 41, and says any holdups might be because of lawmakers themselves. They have to open bill files to get a place in line. So if they do that late or don't provide instructions on how to draft a bill, that can slow things down too.
So the question is it the attorneys being slow or is it the legislators not getting the information back to the attorneys in an appropriate time?
In a crunch, bills have been drafted and passed in a single day before. But Perry predicts there will be fewer bills passed this year. John Reed, KUER News.
Interior Secretary David Bernhardt is calling it a witch hunt after House Democrats voted to give one of their own the power to subpoena the Trump administration. Our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie explains.
Democrats have been hounding the Interior Department for more information about a range of issues, including the controversial relocation of the Bureau of Land Management to Colorado and the reasons behind decreasing environmental protections on public lands. So, the U.S. House Natural Resources Committee voted to grant its chairman, Raul Grijalva, broad authority to issue subpoenas for documents and witness testimonies from that agency and a few others. Grijalva says he needs that power because the Trump administration isn't complying with their requests.
They want to, in their own imperial style, do what they want without any checks, without any balances, and without any oversight. And that is a dangerous path.
In response, Interior Secretary Bernhardt tweeted that his agency has already given the House Democrats thousands of documents. He added, quote, Godspeed with a witch hunt. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
As debate over public lands management intensifies under the Trump administration, there's at least one Utah official who's saying that the state's national monuments have a deep structural flaw. Val Hale is executive director of the Governor's Office of Economic Development. He argues that Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante should be legislated by Congress, not designated by a president.
And until that's the case, Bears Ears will tend to be a political pawn, and whichever president is power may decide that they want to weigh in and expand it, and then the next president retracts it.
Hale's comments come in the wake of new monument management plans released by the Bureau of Land Management last week. After millions of years in the making, Utah may be getting a new state park. State Representative Steve Eliason introduced a bill today to create Utah Raptor State Park near Moab. It's in an area known as Dalton Wells, which is part of a world-class dinosaur quarry. Jim Kirkland, the state paleontologist of Utah, says the uniqueness of the site is why it should be protected.
There's over 50 dinosaur species in Grand County that we know of right now, 30 of which have been found nowhere else in the world. Utah raptor has the best record of dinosaurs of any state in the nation, and more dinosaur species any country in the world except perhaps China.
The park would cover roughly 7,000 acres and be Utah's 45th state park. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.